we are going to do some songs here. And I just first want to say that many of you know me and Catherine Caldwell here, and we've sung before. But Catherine Mostow, I met about, 4 years ago.
Is that right?
4 years ago. We did a show together, and we just showed up, and there we were singing together, and we hadn't met before. And right away, I just kind of had this spark or sense that we were singing kind of from a very similar place in the spirit in our music, and I really just kind of related to her and her music very much. So since then, we've had the great chance to sing together a bunch and do shows together and share laughs and harmonies and all kinds of stuff. So it's very fun to invite her and Nathan up to the village. So we just thought, since we're leaving tomorrow and Catherine has a wonderful repertoire of songs to share, that we would do another show here. So sit back, knit, enjoy yourselves, eat your ice cream, whatever it is, and we're going to sing some songs for you. So.
All right, let's stand up for this one. Okay. Picks falling out of his pockets. Okay.
All I ever wanted was a clean bed and a clear head and a path that I could wander.
Well, a long time ago, I heard a man say, you gotta count your blessings or they all might go away. Well, there's another man right here who says blessings are everywhere. You just gotta walk outside and breathe in the air. Well, who are you gonna follow? Who are you gonna believe? Are you gonna hold your blessings or give them away for free? Yeah. All I ever wanted was a clean bed and a clear head and a path that I could wander. Well, life has its ups and downs. You can hear it in my songs. I got days I'm on top of the world and days I can't go on. Well, sometimes I reach out and sometimes I reach in. I fall to the ground, you know, I get back up again. Well, who are you gonna find? Who are you gonna believe? Are you gonna lay on the ground or stand up and see?
All I ever wanted was a clean bed and a clear head and a path that I could wander.
Last week here. It's called The Good Stuff. And
it wasn't complete. Got off screen.
Yeah, it wasn't complete because we were kind of missing Catherine here. So on my new CD, we do a version of this with guitar, banjo, and the three of us doing harmonies on this. And accordion, yeah.
Joe plays the accordion. It's just a little heavy to bring all the way up to home.
So this is a song, for those of you who haven't heard it yet, it's a little song about shopping. And death. This sort of profound connection between the two of those things. It's a Saturday afternoon.
I thought you forgot the words. Okay.
Saturday afternoon, and we pull out of the driveway in our 1962 Dodge Dart, drive to the edge of town, come over the crest of a hill in the road there, and there's a sandwich board with the words estate sale written on it, with a line of cars and some balloons tied to a telephone pole. And so we park the car, and there's people milling around on the lawn. Get out. We join the crowd. She must have been a Charlie Chaplin fan. By the looks of the dusty books on the dollar stand, they say she was a widow with a window full of cats. Now they're selling off her bed frame and buying her velvet hat. An auctioneer barks, and the crowd remarks, oh, the good stuff. It's going fast, you gotta make your move while the good stuff lasts. Well, it'll all be over, it won't last long. Make your move. You gotta make your move before the good stuff's gone. She was a lady with a living room full of dolls, a 1910 Picasso and a Marc Chagall. Going on the gold tambourine, $200 sold to the man in green. And the high bidder buys, and the low bidder sighs. Oh, it's going fast, you gotta make your move while the good stuff lasts. Well, it'll all be over, it won't last long. Make your move. You gotta make your move before the good stuff's $1, $2, $3, $4, bidding on a bow tie, Bogart War. Better be brave, better have no fear. Wait a little while and the good stuff will disappear. Oh, the good stuff is going fast. You gotta make your move while the good stuff lasts. Well, it'll all be over, it won't last long. Make your move. You gotta make your move.
But this is such a
nice opportunity to share music. And I wanted to introduce this song because it feels very topical. We were in Canada last summer and just enjoying Victoria, a very quaint town on Vancouver Island, and we just spent a week in Canada, and we were sitting in a cafe outside, and Victoria in the summertime is a lot like Holden Village. It's very busy. There's lots of people, and there's a lot of tour boats that come through Victoria and let people off to shop for several hours before they go back on the cruise ship. And so there were a lot of people in that day, and there were some boats from the U.S., and a group of folks came into the cafe that we were sitting at, and they were completely decked out in U.S. Patriot wear. Mm-hmm. They had, like, shirts and caps and, you know, jackets, and they really, I mean, they had consciously put on these God Bless America t-shirts, and they were in Canada! So, It bothered me. It sort of, for me, was like the culmination of what I felt was the wrong type of patriotism that was being espoused by our leader. He's not my leader, but he's our country's leader. This whole idea that we're better than another country and we're good and they're evil. So, this is my response to that. What is freedom without mercy? What is freedom without love? What is freedom without forgiveness? There's a world of freedom in the hearts of us all. A world of freedom in the hearts of us all. Well, people say,
many times, and a lot of you knew it. And this song is, I think, one of my favorite songs I've written Different reasons. I think it's a very simple song, and I think it's also a song that has a lot of meaning to me, and especially this year. I talked about a little bit this week, since I've been here, that my mother passed away in March, and then we're expecting a new little baby here. So there's this real thing for me that's up right now of the life cycle, the cycles of life and death, and just as this soul and person in my life is passing, this new soul and this new person is arriving, which is a very amazing thing, and it's sort of the where grief meets absolute joy and excitement, you know. So I've been singing this a lot, and I'm going to play it and sing it with you all. So. When my life is over and I have gone away, I'm gonna leave this big old world and the trouble and the pain. And if I get to heaven, I will not stay. I'll turn myself around again and fall down as the rain. Fall down as the rain, fall down as the rain. Turn myself around again and fall down as the rain. Here we go. Fall down as the rain, fall down as the rain. Turn myself around again and fall down as the rain. One more time. Fall down as the rain, fall down as the rain. Turn myself around again and fall down. When I finally reach the ground, I'll soak into the side, turn myself around again, come up as goldenrod. Come up as goldenrod, come up as goldenrod. Turn myself around again, come up as goldenrod. Come up as goldenrod, come up as goldenrod. Turn myself around again, come up as goldenrod. Come up as goldenrod, come up as goldenrod. Turn myself around again, come up as turn dry and brown, I'll lay me down to rest. Turn myself around again as part of an eagle's nest. Part of an eagle's nest, part of an eagle's nest. Turn myself around again as part of an eagle's nest. Part of an eagle's nest, part of an eagle's nest. Turn myself around again as part of an eagle's nest. Part of an eagle's nest, part of an eagle's nest. Turn myself around again as part of an eagle's nest. When that eagle learns to fly, I'll flutter from that tree. I'll turn myself around again as part of the mystery. Part of the mystery, part of the mystery. Turn myself around again as part of the mystery. Part of the mystery, part of the mystery. Turn myself around again as part of the mystery. When my life is over and I have gone away, I'm gonna leave this big old world and the trouble and the pain. And if I get to heaven, I will not stay. I'll turn myself around again and I'll fall down as the rain.
Fall down as the rain, fall down as the rain. Turn myself around again and fall down as the rain. Fall down as the rain, fall down as the rain. Turn myself around again and fall down as the rain.
One more time.
Fall down as the rain, fall down as the rain. Turn myself around again and fall down.
John Lennon songwriting contest. That's right. We won a trip to Las Vegas.
Ooh.
Not really.
What are we gonna do?
Well, I'm gonna do another song that's just me.
Okay.
Which doesn't mean I don't like singing with Joe and Catherine. We've worked up more of your songs than mine. Oh. And also, Joe writes such great. He writes such great sing-along songs. That's my
Well, sometimes in the summer, the memory still calls to me, and I sit on my porch, watch the night sky fall down. I hear music in the winter, see boys in their tight jeans, and they're dancing through space all the way.
Came about as a songwriting challenge, and a lot of you, some of you have heard this, some of you haven't. I was driving with my friend Erica down through Minnesota, down to Red Wing, and we were listening to the radio, and there was a country song on, and she said, "You've never written a country song, Joe. I have a songwriting challenge for you. I want you to write a country song." I said, "All right." And I was actually sitting in the passenger seat. She was driving, and I had my guitar in the seat, which I do a lot when we're driving. And she said, "I want you to write a song, country song, using the word beer. And I want you to use the word pickup truck. And I want you to use the word cheating." And I was like, all right. And it's been done a million times, but I'll do one. And she said, okay, if you spice it up, I want you to use the word tofu. I really want to play in tune here. Okay. So this is what I came up with here. It is a sing-along. Stand all alone, a few 500 miles from home. I can't seem to shake you off of my mind. I may be just a simple man, a God-fearing Republican, but I won't forgive what you've done to me this time. Cheap beer and pickup trucks, I guess we'll no longer do. My darling loves a woman now who never shaves and eats tofu. Said she couldn't take it all. My cheating done took its toll. Oh, my darling, she done left me for a liberal. This is your part. Oh, my darling, she done left me for a liberal. Woo! I never thought it come to this, she'd be loving another miss. I guess my gun rack didn't turn. turn you on. Well, I admit I done some cheating, but I don't deserve this gall darn beating, but I'm just glad that you are good and gone. Here we go, everybody. Cheap beer, pick up trucks.
Cheap beer and pick up trucks, I guess we'll no longer do. Cause my darling loves a woman now who never shaves and eats so good. She said she couldn't take it all. My cheap nut took its toll. Let me hear ya. My darling, she done left me for a little.
I bet that you think I'm lonely and that I would take you back if only you'd come waltzing right back through my door. But I'm gonna take this like a man. I'm gonna show you just how strong I am, cause I found me a new love that I just adore. Every time I think of you, I think of all the things that you never knew. Well, you thought that you had me all figured out. You always thought I was cheating with Betty, but it was really her husband, Teddy. He was the one that I was really crazy about. Here we go.
Cheap beer and pickup trucks, I guess we'll no longer do. My darling loves a woman now, and I'm in love with another man too. She said she couldn't take it all. My cheek done took its toll. Oh, my darling, she done left me. Oh, my darling, she done left me. Oh, my darling, she done left me.
Big finish for a liberal. I have some other ones, but not specifically from her. Yeah. That was like it. Once she heard that, like, you did it. Yeah. True story.
No. Oh, sorry. Okay. We're going to do circle.
Okay.
This is a song that I kind of introduced as my love song to all the women in my life, which is a good segue from Joe's song. Honey, I haven't told you something very important. I have been a part of women's circles for about the last 5 years, 6 years, and when I first came into a women's circle, it was a weekly circle, and we actually met for 3.5 years. Every week, with a few weeks off in the summer, and it was very transformational for me, and it was actually where I started writing songs. It was kind of where that part of me got birthed, and I continued to be involved in those circles, and I just found it to be an incredible spiritual and creative journey. And so this was my song to all of those women. One woman, she hands me a feather, she says, use it well, calm or stormy weather, it's just the spirit in you. And another woman, she hands me a bowl, she says, fill it up with all the goodness in your soul, baby, let it overflow.
and make a big run it over like a big white sea. And these women are the ships I sail to land I only see in dreams. One woman, she hands me a beat, she says, string it up with all the music in the trees, 'cause they're coming on you. Another woman, she sings me a song, she says, sing it out and make your heart strong, stronger than you could ever know. And make your beer run it over like a big white open sea. And these women are the ships I sail to land I only see in.
Let me gather these stones that weigh me down, lay them one by one in a row. Let me walk upon these troubles like a pathway leading me home, like a pathway leading me home. Let me walk. Let me lay my troubles down. Lay part if you'd like to sing it with us. Now. And if the first step comes hardest, teach me strength and wisdom and health as I walk this road to forgiveness. Let me start by forgiving myself. Let me start by forgiving myself. Let me walk free. Let me lay my troubles. Let me lay my troubles down. This ground with this power I found, singing alleluia, singing alleluia. Let me walk free, let me lay my
Actually, Actually, I'm starting to do this one. I'm gonna play it right for you. There you go.
Okay.
Something here, a little technical thing, and see if it works. I don't think it's gonna work. Anybody have a banjo capo on?
Sorry,
I wasn't. Yeah, John? But you use a capo on that drum you have? I'm going to do this song that I played up here, the first time I played up here in 1997. And that was the first time I'd ever come up here to Holden. And I did a concert then, and I've done a concert every time I've come back. And I went into the tape listening room, and I was listening to that tape of 1997. And, man, it's scary. Some people like it, man. No, I thought it was great, but I do feel good about growing as an artist and as a singer and a songwriter and that, you know. But one song I played at that concert, I haven't played in 3 or 4 years. And when I lived in Minneapolis, I used to do a benefit concert every year. Okay. I used to do a benefit concert every year for St. Stephen's homeless shelter. Some of you probably know it or volunteered there or have seen it or heard of it or something. But it's a homeless shelter that's connected to a Catholic church, St. Stephen's. And each year for about 3 years, I did a benefit concert. And this was a song that I learned while I was living in Minneapolis by a songwriter named John McCutcheon, which some of you probably heard of or seen or like and all that. So... I haven't played this for many years, so I thought, well, I'm going to revisit my 1997 concert and play this for you all. So this is called Home Room Here for Another.
There's room here for another if you got no place. Come here into the light so I can see your face. And the cops leave us alone here back of Murphy's body shop. And when the weather gets this bad, the old man leaves one car unlocked. Oh, they surely gave you quite a cut. Here, this should wipe it clean. These days, it seems as though the whole damn world's gone mean. And I know this ain't the Hilton, but the backseat here is free. And I can see just where you've been, my friend, and you're safe in here with me. My name is William Sanders, my friends all call me Bo. Well, I was born right here in Gary 37 years ago. When this town was filled with smoke and jobs, just as far as I could see. And the future shone as bright as new-made steel for guys like me. And then things went bad so quick. Remember back in 81, like fools we all believed when they said better times would come. And now like the men who'd hit me up quarters when we meet, I scrounge for scraps of human kindness out here on the street. There's Lila down at the Bon Ton, she's good for coffee anytime, and the lighthouse mission's warm and dry, but you have to talk their line. And there's a faucet down at the Chevron, they don't turn off at night. If the weather and the luck just turn, we might make out all right. Yeah, I've got two girls myself, they're with my wife somewhere out west. And if I knew they were okay, it sure would put my mind. And some days I walk down to the park just to watch the families come, to remind myself I'm someone's dad, not just some goddamn bum. Oh, this sure ain't what I asked for, this sure ain't what I planned. I ain't looking for no handouts, but I sure could use a hand. And those who have and those who don't may be as one at last. 'Cause the climb, you know, is long and slow, and the fall comes hard and fast. There's room here for another if you got. Come here into the light so I can see your face. And the cops leave us alone here back of Murphy's body shop. And when the weather gets this bad, the old man leaves one car unlocked.
first started dating. And it was probably within the first month that we were dating and talking a lot and sharing about our lives, as you do when you're, like, falling in love. And I, Nathan had a really different life than mine in the sense of where he grew up and kind of just the culture he grew up in, because he grew up in India and didn't come here really until college. And one of the things that I felt like I kind of got from our conversations was that he was familiar and somewhat at home in both American culture and Indian culture. And yet, in India, he doesn't pass as an Indian and stands out, and people assume he's not from India until they hear him speak fluent Hindi. And here, people assume he's from here and have no knowledge of the fact that his background is actually really different. So just this sort of sense of being of two cultures but not really being at home in either one, kind of the gifts from that and also the challenges. So I wrote this for him. One thing I always almost forget to say before I start the song. Nathan makes chai every morning, which is kind of an Indian spiced tea. And that's one of the first things I learned how to make when we started going out. And now I make it really well. I know where everything is. And
she does too.
Takes the spices off the shelf and grinds them up by hand. They gather a sweet spiciness from far and distant land. And he stirs the spices in the milk, warming on the stove. And his mind travels overseas to places I don't know. I don't know. His walls are dressed in colors from the country he was born. They stand in bright simplicity against the city that surrounds. This man of two hearts, man of two homes, man of two souls. He nurtures what he can from where he came. Takes the mug that holds his past and he drinks it as he sits and gazes at the rainy skies and the place where he now lives. He's a man of two hearts, man of two souls, man of two homes. He nurtures what he can from where he came. Where he came. And sometimes he's lonely, sometimes he's homesick, which hope he can't always know. And sometimes he tells me, sometimes he wonders where his true home will finally be. Let it be with me. Takes the spices off the shelf and he fries them up by hand. If I were a sweet spiciness, far distant
land. So we're gonna do maybe one more song or two more songs. You okay?
Good.
Oh yeah, okay, after that. Will you sing this one with us if you can? You'll learn it.
to be able to hear you.
There you go. Okay. No, actually.
Oh.
I just wasn't here.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There you go.
My heartbeat beating at the rhythm of a freedom song. I can feel my heartbeat beating at the rhythm of a freedom song. I say yes to the beat in me, I will set my spirit free. I can feel my heartbeat beating at the rhythm of a freedom song. Okay, this is your part here. I can feel my heartbeat of a freedom song, yeah. I can feel my heartbeat beating out the rhythm of a freedom song. If I say yes to the beat in me, I will set my spirit free. I can feel my heartbeat beating out the rhythm of a freedom song. I can feel my voice rise. Spirit free, I can feel my voice rise, stumbling out from deep inside. Okay, here we go. I can feel my voice rise, stumbling out from deep inside. I can feel my voice rise, stumbling out from deep inside. If I say yes to the voice in me, and I will set my spirit free.
Be influenced by people like Joe, and we have a great community of people in Seattle. Nice group of folks that are writing from a similar place. And this is that song, and it's sort of sing-along.
Yes.
Maybe you can help
okay.
with the chorus. Okay. Joe has told me about what it's like to come play music at Holden, and every time everything he said was true. He said it was a really wonderful community and that people really got his music and that it was a place where people sang along and they sang along in like 5-6-part harmony. Because they're Lutheran. That's what he told me. But I think we have a few Methodists in the audience.
Yeah.
Maybe a few pagans like me. Pagan, vegan. Don't shave.
Liberals.
Okay, so this song, I played it last week too, and thanks for enjoying it.
I wasn't here, so I didn't hear it. I heard it's folk life.
Yeah, oh yeah.
It's a great
one. And, The part in it at the beginning, we are who we are because of the lives of our ancestors, and I can't help think of my mom so much when I play this song, and especially now, that, you know, she had written hundreds of songs, and so in a way she played her D18 Martin and wrote songs every day, and when I was old enough to strum, she showed me my E minor chord and D and everything, so... I feel my mom in this song quite a bit when I sing it. And there's also this old-time tune called Cluck Old Hen in there, too, that goes... And there's a little bit of Aboriginal kind of didgeridoo kind of thing happening in there. This is my... multicultural song. And people ask me what the language at the beginning is Zulu. Sinjen jen jen ye me tanda zo. Sinjen jen jen ye me tanda zo. Ye me tanda zo. Imetandazo, 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 imetandazo. We are who we are because of the lives of our ancestors. We are who we are because of. Imetandazo, imetandazo, imetandazo. Oh, mama bagu dala babe tandazo. Oh, mama bagu dala babe tandazo. Imetandazo, imetandazo, imetandazo. The wonders of this earth, and I sing for my fingers as I press into the dirt, and I play these strings for all that I'm worth, and I sing for the beauty and the wonders. Thank you.
blessing for my family to remember where I'm from. And I sing for my mother and all of her love. And I sing for my father and the work that he's done. And I sing for my family to remember. Choice.